Hey asshole, I haven't seen you in a while, and it looks like my luck just ran out. Of course I noticed. I mean, noticed how amazingly quiet and peaceful it's been for the last week without anyone here annoying me 24 fucking 7. Whatever. For the record, I don't really care that you've been gone from work for so long, but the team has missed you. Not me though, okay. But we could really use another pair of hands on board, so I guess I've missed you from a productivity standpoint. Well, yeah, if you actually bothered to do your fucking job for once, maybe, I don't know, maybe you wouldn't be on my mind all the time. I mean, the team's mind, our collective hive mind, everyone's mind together, not just mine. But, some people have actual things to get to, so we can't just all be thinking about you all the time. I certainly don't. What is this? An apology flower? Seriously? What are you even apologizing for? Oh, well. We all understand that you had to take a break from work because of. I mean, yeah, you definitely owe me an apology. In fact, you owe everyone here an apology, asshole. Oh, you gave everyone on the team a flower, not just me. Huh. That's nice of you. I just thought. Whatever. Thanks a lot, asshole. You completely diminished the value of my flower. Clearly, you're not actually sorry if you're out here sprinkling flowers on everyone like some kind of deranged flower boy. What? Who are you? You know, some flower fairy? Tinkerbell? Yeah, whatever. I shouldn't have expected anything more from you. What's that? You got me a special flower? Okay, sure, buddy. I bet you told everyone that. Where'd you get these anyway? Are you fucking with me? You got these from a random guy on the side of the street. Okay. And you asked him for an extra special flower just for me. Okay. Right. And then he winked at you. Dude, he was definitely trying to get into your pants. What? I'm serious. Hey, at least you finally get to get laid for what? Oh. Yeah, I think I just have some pretty bad allergies around this time. To pollen, which this little guy is just chock full of. I guess I can't handle my sperm. Plant sperm, that is, but I guess you already knew that. Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. You really gave me this little fucking sperm bomb to explode in my face and make me look bad in front of the boss. Jesus. Just when I thought you couldn't get any lower. I should have done better. Oh, you swear you had no idea? Okay, sure, my guy. Whatever you fucking say. It's whatever. I'm pretty used to you treating me like this, so. Ugh, no, I'm not crying. It's just the allergies, I promise. Look at you, acting like you're all worried about me when we both know that this was your plan the whole fucking time. Yeah, nice try, buddy, but you're not fooling me again. Oh my God. Great. Now I'm gonna be sniffling and sneezing all over the fucking place for the rest of the day. And guess whose fault it is? Yeah, that's right. But guess whose dick Mr. Bossman over there is gonna ride all day because of some unprofessional conduct or whatever? Yeah, me. But that's exactly what you wanted, isn't it? Might as well just fire me at this point, asshole. Is it hot in here or something? Like, climate change, right? Wait, you did this, didn't you? You turn on the heat when it's fucking 90 degrees outside. Well, I fucking caught you, so go turn on the AC now, please. Ha ha, very funny. You got me. Good prank. Okay, but please, just turn on the goddamn AC, okay? Huh, you haven't touched the thermostat at all? Oh, nice one. Please, I'm begging you. It's so hot. No, my allergies usually aren't this bad. Fuck. I'm just gonna have to take off my shirt real quick. Don't mind me. Just get on the thermostat, okay? Ooh, I'm really burning up over here. Do you have something I could drink or maybe suck on, like a popsicle or something, or like a cucumber? You know, those are cool, right? Like cool as a cucumber or something. Please, I need something in my mouth. No, I don't know. It's okay. I don't need any medical attention or anything. I just, just go. I think I need to have some time to take care of myself. Wait, actually, don't leave. I need you. Your help, I mean. I think I have a fever or something. So, could you just put your hand on my face? Yeah, like that. It's so. It's so hot, isn't it? Fuck. Your hand is so cool. I feel so cold against my face. Fuck. I think it would make me feel better if I just could. Suck on your fingers like this. But I think I still need more treatment. My chest is also really hot, so maybe just put your hand on. Oh God. Yeah, just take my bra off. It's so fucking hot. Thank you. I feel so much better. So much. Right there. Oh, right there. Yeah. That's the spot. Your mouth. It looks so. Cool. I think if you just put it right here on my fuck. Thank you so much. My nipples are just driving me crazy. Oh, fuck. Oh no. My mouth, it's so hot again. I think I need something else to suck on. Something big and hard, maybe, please. Can I suck on your cock, please? I can't stand it anymore. Oh God, thank you, thank This definitely looks like it can make me feel a lot better. I just need to, I just love having your cock in my mouth. It's so cold. It's so nice and cold. Fuck. I think I need to feel it all the way down my heart throat. So much better. Thank you, Daddy. Sorry. That just kind of comes out when I'm sick like this. Really? I can call you Daddy. Oh, fuck, Daddy, you're so sweet. It aches so much down there. It's so hot and tight. It's dripping all over the place. It feels like I'm gonna fucking explode. Please. Please. I think if you put your cock in there, it would make it all better. Yeah, just slide your cock in me so you can internally probe the issue, please. Yeah, I'll just press myself against the cool wall here and flip my skirt up and pull my panties down like this. Oh, come on. You're the one who got me into this mess. I know we're at work, but no one else is around. And I just need you to fuck me. Please. Please. It's the only cure for my allergies. It's a medical necessity, you know? So please. I know you don't like me, but I need you to. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you so much, Daddy. You feel so good. All the way inside me. Yeah, this is exactly what I needed. To be stuffed and stretched and pounded by you. Fuck. I fantasized about this for so fucking long, but oh, I never imagined you'd feel this. This perfect inside of me. You're always so mean to me, but I just. I just can't stop wanting you. I'm wanting your cock. Every time we argue and you say all those dirty, degrading things to me, I just. Oh, fuck. I just have to sneak into the bathroom and touch myself. I'm sorry, Daddy. I want to be angry with you, but I just get so horny instead. I can't help it. So don't be mad at me, okay, Daddy? Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy. I just wish you'd fuck me instead of fight me all the time. I know I can be a brat sometimes, but I just want your cock. That's all. I swear. I don't want to hurt you. I just want to make you feel good. Please, please, please let me be your good girl. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's all I want. Oh, look, Danny. I don't think I can hold on much longer. I'm sorry, it just feels too good. Oh fuck. It must be the allergies. Fuck. Oh my god. I think you can completely cure my allergies if you just well, if you just filled me with your cum. Yeah, I need all of it inside me, please. It won't get any better until I'm overflowing with daddy's cum, please. My personal medicine, please. I don't need anything else. I just need your cum. Come with me, daddy. Yeah, come inside me. Come inside me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Thanks. I'm good now. Yeah. See, I wasn't lying when I said I get pretty bad allergies. I think there was something in that flower you gave me that made me even hornier than usual around you. I mean, I'm sorry I said all those weird things in the heat of the moment. If you didn't, huh? You liked it? Okay, cool. That's good to hear. My allergies are like a daily thing, you know, especially during the spring and the summer. So, I'll definitely need your help again this allergy season. Yeah, we should probably get back to work, huh?